email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Yes. 10 weeks ago, 12 bakers started out. They faced 30 challenges if they got to the final, which happened last night. And our next guest was crowned Great British Bake Off Champion 2024. Good afternoon and congratulations, Georgie Grasso.
Hi.
Hey,
hello.
Hey. Great to talk to you, Georgie.
And you. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, we're great fans of the Great British Bake Off in our house. So we've been following your progress over the last 10 weeks. And that was done when? During the summer?
Yeah, April till July, so a while ago.
Yeah, and did you get to bring the trophy home back at the in July?
I did. It's been here under my cupboard hiding for the last few months.
And when everyone's gone to bed of an evening, Georgie, did you take it out, put it on the kitchen table and have a good old look at it?
Yeah, take it out, have a good look, pop some cakes and then see what it's going to look like. Yeah, no, it's very special.
It's great to win it. And I just have a bit of last night's programme here on tape and your reaction to the announcement that you were crowned winner. And let's have a listen to it.
I've won it. I can't believe I've won it. Cannot believe I've won it. It just means, it's just incredible. I can't believe that I've won the Great British Bake Off.
I think you said I can't believe four times there.
Yeah. I just kept going over in my head, I've won the Bake Off. I have actually won the Bake Off. It's just still to this day, like, I can't believe I applied and just did it. It's just still crazy.
And you said at one stage in the tent that if you won, you'd fall down and roll down the hill. Didn't that what you said?
Yeah, so Paul was like, what would you do? And I said, I'd probably fall to the ground and I'll roll down that hill. So then at the end, he was like, come on, we're doing it. And he took me over to the steepest part and made me roll down.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant. And your husband, Chris, and the children, Blake and Aiden, is it? And Imogen, yeah. They must be very proud.
So proud. And I think they're probably the coolest kids in the school right now because their mum's won Bake Off. But it was emotional to watch it back because when you're there in the moment, you kind of miss a lot. And then seeing Aiden crying the way he was, it was so sweet.
I suppose if it can, it meant more to you than other winners because you've had your own journey and you're the first Welsh winner, which is amazing. But you lacked confidence in yourself.
Yeah, I've always been so hyper self-critical and, you know, not much self-confidence. And that is in everything that I do. So I would always worry, even if I was really pleased with the way something looked and tasted, until I had the feedback from the judges, I was always very nervous and doubtful of my abilities.
And one stage there, was it around episode 2, I think, we were about to leave, were you? Just throw in the towel or the whatever.
What week was that? Yeah, so week 2, I really struggled week 2. Everything was just going wrong. It was freezing cold in the tent. We were still kind of getting used to being there with the cameras around. And then in the semi-final as well, I had a real bad meltdown and Alison gave me a talking to. But I came through them all, which I'm really proud of myself because a lot in my life I have thrown in the towel and not completed things. So it's a real achievement for me to have followed everything through.
Yeah, and that's one of the symptoms, isn't it, of an ADHD condition is that you find it difficult to finish off projects.
Absolutely. You get these ideas and you think, I'm going to do this. And then you'll go and buy lots of things to do the hobby. And then a few weeks later, you get bored of it. So I might have hit a few of those points during the tent, and then also the overwhelm and lots of things going around you, the noises and things, it can be overwhelming. So it was good to have the team there that really kept you going, whereas at home, you know, I've got the family, but you just kind of give up on things a lot.
Yeah. Was it an adult diagnosis, Georgie, for ADHD?
Yeah, when I was 30, so it all made sense then because it started as a child. I'd have hobbies and I'd start them and then I'd get bored of them. So looking back on my life now, it was good to get that diagnosis and think, oh, there's a reason why I'm doing this. You know, I'm not just a giver-upper.
What would you say then to other people who've got an adult diagnosis of ADHD?
It's hard because it doesn't really change your life as in, you know, it's not going to change who you are. You're still going to be that person. But having the awareness of why we do things and can stop and make you think, right, and especially impulsivity. Am I doing this because I should be doing it? Or is it the ADHD? Am I trying to get that dopamine fix?
Yes.
So it's just about like really think about what you're doing, compose yourself, but just accept who you are as well. And don't be, you know, just have self-belief and just be happy with who you are and don't worry about everyone else really. And just, yeah.
And you were saying there that you take on a hobby and then you'd put it to the side because you get bored. But you really had to apply yourself for the Great British Bake Off. So what sort of hours were you putting in the kitchen to get all the dishes up to scratch?
Literally 24-hour shifts. I'd kind of get the kids up in the morning. I'd start, say, for the pastry week, I'd make the pastry dough ready, leave it to rest while I'm on the school run, come home, do loads of more batches and practice, then 3 o'clock, get them, come home, make them tea, and then keep going then until they went to bed and beyond. It was really something I applied myself to and really, really worked hard.
Because in these reality TV shows, people say things and you go, you take them with a pinch of salt. But when you said that this is one of the biggest things in your life, I now believe that to be true.
Yeah. Yeah, it really, really was. It took over, you know. I'm very much, you know, an at-home mum and I do everything for the kids and there's, you know, hobbies, sports and things like that. And they really had to go on the back burner for me to do this. And I'm so thankful to my family for really stepping in to allow me to do it, because I just went full steam ahead and there was no stopping me.
Yeah, and you said on your own admission that you're a bit heavy-handed, but that showstopper last night was just so beautiful and so delicate.
Yeah, I think because the semi-finals was such a difficult week and I was so stressed, I really allowed myself to relax. I thought, this is the last time I'm going to do it. And I took my time and I didn't overcomplicate it. So it gave me the time to be able to do those delicate decorations on the cake rather than rushing and being all slapdash like I am sometimes.
So you're from Carmarthenshire in Wales, which is north of Llanelli, is it?
Yeah, well, I don't know my north, east, south, west, it's around that area,
You'll take my word for it.
I
look it up. And you live in a farmhouse, you have loads of animals, two dogs. I see you have a golden retriever. We have a golden retriever as well, lovely dogs.
Yeah.
And what's the other dog?
The other dog is a golden retriever as well. So one of them is like the right red golden retriever.
Yes.
And then Daisy, she's a really white golden retriever.
Right. And what happens now? You've been sitting on this and hiding the trophy since July. You've obviously been thinking about, you know, people have done open restaurants, people have written books, people have done nothing. So what's your plan?
Well, I think my local town really want me to open up a shop. They're dying to get, you know, my cakes. They're like, oh, there's an empty space on this street. Come on, come and open up a shop. And that is something I have dreamt of for a long time. But I know the amount of work that has to go into that. And being reasonable, having ADHD, I think it's something I would do and then kind of be really like burn myself out. So I think for me, I'd love to do a book and something I can take my time on and continue to share my recipes online, because I really enjoy doing that too.
Yeah. And it's one thing, Georgie, making lovely cupcakes or cakes for friends and family. But then when people are paying you money to do it, the relationship is different, isn't it?
Exactly. And, you know, the standard now being the winner of Bake Off, they would have to be absolute perfection.
Yeah, they look nicer on the telly. That's what they'll be saying.
Yeah, definitely.
So we just relive the result with you, because they do that lovely pause. So it fell on Noel's shoulders to announce this year's winner.
It's been an incredible final. You've all been amazing, but there can only be one winner. The winner of the Great British Bake Off 2024 is... Georgie.
Yay! What was going through your head? Because you were there, Dylan and Christiane, they were the other finalists. They were there standing out on the lawn in front of the tent. All your friends and family gathered. Beautiful sunny day. There was fairground attractions there. And that pause, that must have seemed like a lifetime.
It was. It was such a long pause and my heart was just pounding and my legs just went to complete jelly as soon as he said my name. And I just thought, Oh my gosh, I've done it. That's all I could think is, I've done it. How on earth have I done it?
Yeah.
And then seeing everyone's faces, it was just, oh, you were on top of the world. But I also, like, I was like, oh my gosh, the guys, you know, I felt bad for them as well, like, because that's the type of person I am. And everyone deserved to win it. The standard this year was so high. I think anyone could have actually got to the final and won it. So I just felt completely honoured to have got there with Christiane and Dylan.
And here's the thing, you didn't get a Hollywood handshake, did you?
No, I got the pat instead.
Bit condescending, sort of pat on the shoulder.
Yeah, for the Paul Pat loving. I don't know whether that's going to continue to be a thing now in future years. Who knows? They were like tiny, like points away from having a handshake.
And there was a lovely moment there after the announcement where your daughter Imogen ran at you with such force to give you a hug that she knocked you over, which was lovely.
Absolutely. My legs were just shaking like jelly. So she came at me and there was just no way I was standing up. I just fell to the floor.
Well, listen, congratulations. And whatever you decide to do, good luck with it. And so you're a big... all of Wales will be proud of you. And I'd say all of the ADHD community will be proud of you as well. So well done. Well done,
Thank
Georgie
so
Crasso.
Much.
Lovely talking to you. Bye now. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. That's Georgie Grasso there, the winner of this year's Great British Bake Off. Quick commercial break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.